Let's turn now to our meditation.
Good morning, Unity. Good morning. I'm Bea Clendenin. Thank you, boy. Good morning to you. So in the past couple of weeks, our students have been exploring what is an act of kindness. And you're going to hear about some of those examples today. But I ask of you, the Unity community, starting today, starting this very day, an act of kindness can take place in a gesture, a hug, but also through a greeting, an introduction. After the first service, I made it my commitment to meet at least three people that I have not met before. And I made sure that I was attentive to those that raised their hands as new attendees to Unity. So we all know what it was like to walk through those doors and not know a soul. So I'm going to invite our youth to come up and share just some of their examples and some of our older youth too. First, we have Jeremiah Diggs.
I remember when we were at this restaurant for a graduation celebration. It was over 20 of us. And after we'd done eating, the waiter came up to us and said, "A person paid for your entire bill." So we all cheered and some of us cried. And we left the waiter a big, big, big tip. Then we just kept sharing our kindness.
Now we have Zoe.
So at school, I was in a class with a lot of new students. So one of them, it was a girl named Ayla from Pennsylvania. When she came in, she didn't know anybody. So we became friends. That's really it.
Now we have Emily.
Hi, guys. So one way that I express kindness in my life is when I'm walking through the hallways at school, I like to acknowledge whoever's going by. I like to say their name, like, hello, hi. And just to see them, like, I see you as a person, I see who you are, and I appreciate you walking down the hall and, like, being there so I can say hi to you. So that's how I express kindness.
Now we have Lee.
Okay, so I couldn't really think of something specific in my life that I expressed kindness, so I wrote a little speech. Hang on. Friendly smile, a nice compliment, and a generous helping hand. These are all just three ways kindness can spread. Kindness doesn't only spread through simple acts towards others, but it can make someone's day, and that person will make the next person's day, and then the next. In my life, I spread kindness as much as possible. Whether it's a smile to someone or to help a teacher after class, I'm not kind just to look good or for good karma. I spread kindness to make someone else's life just a little bit easier or happier.
And now we have our eldest youth, Jan.
Good morning, everybody. I see a community of kindness, and I've seen examples of it. And the one that bowled me over is when the church was founded, a licensed Unity teacher, Helen Fouché, and her husband, Saunders, were a part of our congregation. And Cynthia, the love of my life and the joy of my existence, created a friendship. They made a friendship with the two of them, and they used to speak every Sunday. One Sunday, Helen was not here, and she wasn't here the next Sunday, so Cynthia called, and Helen said, "Oh, we're fine," and she went over there, and they were not fine. Saunders couldn't get down the stairs in his walker. And Helen was experiencing a cognitive decline. And so We got on the phone. I called the men's group. Cynthia called the women's group. We need to help. The next Saturday, we had 35 members there, men and women. The wood was donated for a ramp. Remember, Bob? We had the women there cleaning out their house, resetting the kitchen, setting up their bedroom on the first floor. We had people there that donated food. We had people preparing food for all the workers. When we were done, they could move around. They were thrilled. Right, George? We could see the kindness in all of you, the community that we live in. It can happen, and it has happened. Bless you all.
Thank you.
In 1982, a woman named Ann Herbert left a message on her placemat at a restaurant in Sausalito, California. And the message read, "Practice random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty." And with that, a new slogan was born that then caught on and blossomed into bumper stickers and best-selling books. I'm sure you've all heard the expression before. Practice random acts of kindness. And a random act of kindness was described as a selfless act that involves giving, helping, or simply cheering up a random stranger for no other reason than to make them happier. And so random acts of kindness can happen in very, very large ways. What comes to mind is Oprah's annual giveaway to her entire audience. But more often, random acts of kindness are very small acts with big impact. They're those thoughtful surprises that can make someone's day. A mother in Germany posted a story on Twitter about her 4-year-old son. And she noted that he had been parking his bike, his little bike, by the same lamppost every day, pretty much, for the past year. And so one day when he went out there, to his surprise and delight, someone had put a sticker on the lamppost with a picture of his little green bike and a P for parking, and under the picture of his bike, it had the word only. Parking only for that little boy and his bike. Well, the mother said, "It absolutely made our day." And then she said, "People can be so brilliant." Well, people can be brilliant. We often are brilliant. And when we give from our hearts, we can become very creative in the ways in which we give to others. In Philadelphia, a little 7-year-old girl, just about to enter second grade, she decided she wanted to become certified as a barber. She went to barber school because she wanted to learn how to cut hair so that she could give haircuts to the children in her community for free. Community service. And then there's the 71-year-old man in Portland, Oregon, who for 6 years now goes down each week to the farmer's market in Portland, and he gives away dozens of little sparkling pins, antique brooches, to whoever he sees walking by, who, in his words, needs a little sparkle. And then there's the university student who mistakenly received a text inviting her to a celebration of life service for someone's aunt. Well, it wasn't meant to come to her, and so she corrected the error. But this woman was Muslim. She was not familiar with a celebration of life service, and so she went to the service anyway, and she brought food to share with everyone there. And the family reported later that her presence there was one of the brightest gifts and the brightest lights of the day, that indeed she was someone that the deceased aunt would have loved. There are really unlimited ways in which we can practice random acts of kindness. They're limited only by our imagination. And the beautiful thing about it is very easy. It often doesn't cost a thing. It feels good, and it makes a difference. And I don't know about you, but these days I'm finding that even the smallest human kindnesses touch my heart in a particularly deep way. You know, with some of the stress and strain and divisiveness in our world today, that connection heart to heart, that human concern and care for one another just seems to have particularly big impact. With that in mind, I'd like to thank whoever it was who left a special gift on my windshield several weeks ago. It was this, I bet you're out there, I'd love to know who you are. It was that Sunday when we did the reverse tithe. So for those of you who were not here, the Board of Trustees decided that for that month, our miscellaneous tithe, which we are very conscious in giving our miscellaneous tithe to a source of inspiration to what spiritually feeds us here at Unity Renaissance. And so on that Sunday, we gave the tithe back to the congregation. And everyone present got a $5 bill. And aren't you sorry if you missed that Sunday? But anyway, after the services were over, I went out to my car, and there on my windshield, someone had folded their $5 bill into a little bow and left it on my windshield with a note that said, "We love you." It made my day. It makes my day just telling you about it. So thank you to whoever did that, and I still would love to know who that was. Well, these days we still hear about random acts of kindness, but there's a new theme that has come along, and it is, kind is the new cool. Anybody heard that other than up there? Kind is the new cool. Yeah, and it's a beautiful theme no matter how you apply it. This idea that being kind is a cool thing to do. And so it's being sort of generally spread, but it also is connected to a particular campaign against bullying. And so now you can find bracelets and posters and t-shirts that say, "Kind is the new cool, stop bullying." And the great reminder in that is that as we grow in consciousness, it's not only about being kind and compassionate to those who are being bullied, but also to those who are tempted to or have in the past bully others. As Jesus reminded us, it's not enough to just love others who are just like us, people who are like us. Our spiritual work is about accepting and embracing people who don't look or think or live like we do. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43, 44, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." You see, Jesus knew that it was all about love. He knew that kindness was cool. And these days, I believe we are relearning that. We are relearning how essential love is to our own health and happiness. How terrible it feels to be in battles and to be divided. I believe we're being called back into our hearts. We are being called to heal our differences and to remember that every human being needs to be loved and to feel valued and to feel safe. And so with that introduction, I'd like to share with you, not just yet, could we pause for a moment? Thank you. I'd like to share with you a video that was shown at the Unity Eastern Region Conference this past week. And it really does depict a sort of a deeper level of kindness and love and compassion and connection. And so what I'm going to ask is that you just take it in. I'll read the beginning, what's on the placard, for those of you who have difficulty seeing it. And just listen, feel what you feel, notice what you feel. And after the video's over, we'll just sit in silence for about a minute. And then Linda Salmon will lead us, the wonderful Linda Salmon will lead us in our meditation. Now.
In this home.
Hello, my name is Kareem, and I am an Arab American.
Hello.
like many people who are Black, Brown, women, LGBTQIA, Latinx, Muslim, Jewish, immigrants, and other, I'm very scared. We're anxious and uneasy in our own country, and it's difficult to see what lies ahead for us. But I hope that I am safe with you. Together we can build a community of caring rather than one of fear. You can trust me to care for you no matter who you are, what you look like, or where you are from. Will you embrace me as willingly as I embrace you? Will you shake my hand and or hug me and or take a photo with me and post it as the sign that I am safe with you? I trust you.
Beloved Unity Renaissance family, let's take a moment together right now to go within and connect with the divine presence of God. Breathe in deeply, and as you breathe in, align with the Christ consciousness that is already radiating from your heart center. Oh, just allow yourself to gently drift into a space of peace, of harmony, and divine love. A place where divine kindness is ever present. And as you drift in this perfect space, here, an inner calling. It is your time to make a difference on this planet. You are empowered with the divine attribute of loving kindness. Know that you are not alone. You are one with a mass movement of light beings who are being called to raise awareness of kindness as it expresses through acts of affection, generosity, compassion, consideration, gentleness, and understanding. Once again, pay attention to your heart center as you breathe. And as you inhale, Breathe in total acceptance, inclusion. And as you exhale, breathe out compassion. Compassion towards all people and all events in your life. Now, envision a beautiful stage before you. One like no other you have seen before. Hear the beautiful angelic music and see crystalline light being reflected all around you. Oh my, once again, you are being called. So you slowly rise and walk to its center. And as you do in this moment, feel a vibrational shift occurring within you. As you sit down on this chair in the center of the stage, light beings are moving all around you. And as they become still, you're asked, in what ways are you kind to yourself? How often do you accept yourself with compassion and love spontaneously? Think on these things as divine loving kindness to know it starts with self. It is an inherent God-given quality for you to express inwardly and outwardly. Take a moment now and fill every aspect of your being with this loving kindness, acceptance, and compassion. Let it wash over your past experiences. Let it wash over your present challenges and your future dreams. Feel its power. Acts of loving kindness right now are coming to mind. They are waiting for you just to give away. A smile, being present, sharing a story, a hug, or fulfilling a need anonymously. Now revisit and picture yourself at the center of that stage again. And as you look around you this time, notice the people in your day-to-day experience surrounding you. Family, friends, strangers. Each one represents an opportunity for you to express divine loving kindness. They are sent to you from Spirit. Now take a moment as you go into the silence and visualize the loving kindnesses you are going to give each one. How can you make a difference in their day? Take a deep breath again and open your eyes. And as you do, place your hand on your heart, the place where kindness starts from. Feel gratitude for the many kindnesses you have received and for the transformational power of loving kindness.
Dear ones, heed the call and go forth with divine loving kindness each and every day. May you be blessed.